Hey everybody, welcome back to the Garage Inn. It looks like the intro failed, so we'll work on that later. Not a big ordeal. Once again, always working on the platform. So, welcome to Season 1, Episode 11 of In Tune on the Garage. And I tell you what, we are going to change the format up a little bit, guys, because we are also going to provide the Intune audio as a podcast. Check your favorite podcast providers. It should be coming out in the next day or two. That way, if anybody wants to follow up and listen to it as a podcast, you'll have the ability to. No audio. God dang it. Okay. Dan Goff, you better not be messing with me. Okay, so you guys can hear me. We just jumped the gun on the intro, right? Okay. Yeah, Ross, unmute it. Perfect, perfect. Not too loud, not too blown out. It was a little blown out last week. GM is on strike still. Awesome. Look at all these familiar faces and some new faces out there. Man, it's great to see. We are just racking up the views right off the bat. Look at all this. But as I said, we are going to be doing the format a little bit differently because we are going to provide this as an audio podcast for the guys that want to listen to this, guys and gals that want to listen to this after the fact. So check your favorite podcast stuff. It'll be on Spotify, Apple, all that jazz. But that being said, we will still do questions. You'll hear me talk a little bit more about the questions as they come through. And but that also being said, if I miss some questions, I apologize. Just throw them down in the description and I will try and get back to you afterwards. So let's look who all we got. We got David C. and Tony, Shane, Dan Goff, Vanessa down in Australia. Good to see her again. Global Media is back as usual. Phoenix 98, I believe he is new. Yes, he is. Russ, Abel, Wallace, Justin, David. Man, look at all these familiar faces. Awesome people. I appreciate you taking the sign. And let me take the time to talk about the new patrons real quick. We got Daniel, Josh, Lathan, Trey, and Sean. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the family, you guys. Thanks for the support through the Patreon as usual. And Manny says, three tuners can't figure out my surging on my Z06. Manny, we're probably not going to be able to figure out the surging on your Z06 tonight, but if you want some additional help, by all means, check out the Patreon. The link is down in the description below. $15 a month gets you the tuning assistance. Hey, Sean, good to see you out there. So, somebody start throwing. Brandon, I still read spark plugs. Brandon asks, who here still reads spark plugs? I still read spark plugs whenever I pull them out. I did a video on it way back. David CS on the trans or the converter clutch. What's the percentage mean in the scanner? I noticed low load, it was around 200%, but hard throttle was around 80 or 90%. I believe that is the duty cycle for the TCC, but I'm not 100 on that one. So, yeah. Justin, there's a slim chance, he's asking if there's going to be an impromptu this weekend. There is a slim chance there might be an impromptu this weekend, Justin, because I missed out on last weekend. You guys know how much I love doing that. Little behind-the-scenes stuff that there will probably be some content coming out on soon. I smoked my fuel pump, so I have got to do a fuel pump swap tomorrow or... yeah. Fuel pump died. Now, granted, I'm using an Aeromotive fuel pump, and because of that, I'm using it with the factory fuel pressure control module, which uses PWM, which is pulse width modulations, to slow it down to maintain a pressure on a returnless system. I may have had something set up wrong on it. I'm going to have to go back, watch the duty cycles. I'm going to do a video on how we can monitor fuel pressure versus duty cycle for anybody else that's going to use an aftermarket pump with a PWM style setup. Nick, Sean with the El Camino won the car show. Yeah, Justin, you know, I got bills to pay before new injectors come in. Besides, I like meth injection too much. Methanol injection works too well for my setup, and it's super cheap. Zero, vacuum reference FPR setup. I was told you need to change the offset versus volts versus vac to be the same across the board. Correct, Zero. If you do a vacuum reference FPR setup, you basically want to set all of those to be the same across the board. Any of the additive tables, bring them to a 1 if they have multipliers, and then your standard fuel pressure table, if you've got one that has scales your fuel pressure, set it to what you have your fuel pressure set to on your fuel pressure regulator. Yes, Frank, I oiled the chair. It smells like PB Blaster in here. Yes, Scott with the El Camino. Thank you, SBC. Let me see if I've got it on here. I can do that. See if I pull up the winning photo here. And I did get the inspection on the truck. Yes. Somehow I managed to pass with the dead fuel sensor or fuel pump. But the thing about it is, as I said, I was exempt. And so by the time they still have to go out and do a safety inspection and they still have to drive it. It's very crazy that the high stage fuel pump was actually pulling fuel and through the low stage fuel pump. I can't do more than one thing at a time, guys. You got to bear with me here. I'm not that smart. I don't know where the pictures are at. I thought they were in this folder. Pictures, pictures, pictures. Well, I'll keep on looking at them. Welcome back, Exempt. Yes, I use PB Blaster, Robert. It smells. What is going on, Tony V out in Florida? Good to see you, man. You're right, 325 Sonoma. Ross asks, is momentary lambda 1.15 dangerous for my engine? Depends on where you're at, Ross. If you're in wide open throttle, that's getting pretty lean. But, yeah, down at the bottom end, it's not that much of an issue. Straight Dumb says, I just got a TVS 2300 for my Gen 5 Silverado. Nice. How much resolution did you remap your VVE tables to? Well, it depends more straight on where you're going to go with your boost. So just pick one of the preset VVE table definitions and just keep it in your boost. If you can get away with 2-bar, I would say get away with 2-bar. That way you have a little more resolution. You can technically go in and bump the resolution up on the tables, but it gets kind of wonky and doesn't necessarily like that. So just be aware. I've tried basically setting the resolutions way out, and man, it makes it a pain, and it just doesn't like it. It'll error out and actually crash your editor every once in a while, so keep that in mind. Where in the world did I put the car show stuff? Sorry, guys. I'm sitting here looking for the car show stuff. I'm not seeing anything. Nick, I'll have them up this weekend. I'll throw a picture of it somewhere. Yeah, Ross, as long as you're not getting into 1.15 at wide open throttle, I mean, it's not ideal, but down at 2,500 RPMs, it's not going to be that dangerous. Let's see, what have I missed here? Dennis Ray says, good evening. Math tuning Gen 4, disabling speed density, has different settings versus Gen 5. He's got the 2015 427 Camaro, which uses both Gen 4 and Gen 5 settings. Gen 5 was RPM, 99 RPMs, and Gen 4 has 8,000 RPMs. Yeah, Dennis, just read what the description says for disabling dynamic airflow and adjust appropriately. Around the farm, doing an LS swap, got a 2012 Corvette ECM, throttle body, and pedal. But the 6L80 is from a 2014 Yukon, is not communicating right. So trans is in lip mode. Can I make the trans work with HP tuners? Ooh, that's a tough question. I don't know if you would be able to do a segment swap on that. Actually, that's the question, is whether or not you can find a TCM that aligns with the 2012 had a 6L80. The TCM should be the same around the farm, I would think. No, 2014 Yukon was still Gen 4. So That's probably one that you need to throw out on the HP Tuners forums around the farm. I'm not that well versed on module communications between the different years. So, Pit Crew Tuning says, upgraded my map sensor, rezoned my VVE. Your videos are gold. Can't say that enough. Thank you. Looking forward to Saturday. Yeah, yeah, you got a one-on-one scheduled Saturday at 5 PSI. Perfect. That is 10 times higher than it was last time, so. Dan Golf, I think I missed something on yours that you're talking about somewhere else here. Let me scroll up and see if I can figure out what you're talking about. Maybe not. I think Dan Golf's just bragging about how awesome his car is. Justin says, when setting up EQ error ratio math, can I use the generic AEM or should I use the wideband EQ ratio 1 equation? I would try it with the generic first, Justin. Always try it with the generic AEM parameters or the generic wideband parameters and see if that works before you go down the route of having to do custom math. Hey, Rob. Welcome back, brother. Nick D, first time to the track, his 2019 SS Camaro, automatic, 10-speed, ran a 12359 at 114. I'm surprised. I would have thought that you'd have a little more top end, to be honest with you, Nick. 188.60s, though, man, that's pretty good. You're just on street tires still, right? Global Media, somebody in the chat room will have to answer that. I have no experience with LS Droid. Morgan Hearn, I appreciate the support. Another Patreon on the list. I've got to ship out a bunch of Patreon perk stuff this weekend. Not to mention a turbocharger and some other stuff. That's a good question. Anybody in here that's got a P59 ECM, Zero Factor X has a question on where your throttle body sits on TPS value whenever you're down at idle, and even better, when it's off. If you can tell him what your TPS reading is, and if you can't do it right now, do me a favor. Whenever you get a chance, do it, and then put it down in the description for this video. That way we can get that information back to Zero Factor X. Wallace, man, send me a log. Send me a log so we can figure out why your graph's showing zero so we can get that sorted out. .325 Sonoma says, on airflow opening rates, electric throttle body, I got rid of the different rates per gear and just did 50% across the board, way better. Good to know. Good to know. What were the... Okay, so it was different rates per gear. Gotcha. Okay. I generally don't really mess with the airflow opening rates, but I'm going to have to on this new throttle body that I've got because it's giving me fits. Now, granted, I still have to work through the fact that the fuel pump's messed up, and so there's some weird stuff going on there. Once I get the fuel pump swapped out, hopefully that'll sort itself out. One Fast Daddy says, TCM Flashed is new with Tech 2, I believe, which means you could probably use the VCX Nano or whatever it's called to do the same thing. Dennis Ray, my Gen 4 versus Gen 5 math video has the same parameter but different settings. I'm not sure why, disabling speed density. Dennis, I'll go back and check. I may have misspoken on one of them, and if I did, I will correct it one way or the other. So thanks for the heads up on that. I'll double check that. Ooh, on a Gen 3, John, that might be a torque converter issue. On the Gen 4s and specifically the Gen 5s, there's some stuff that you can do about that based on how much timing's being advanced on the idle, but probably so. Yeah, Sean, you got your shout-out. I don't know if you're in here yet, but thank you for joining up. PCT, I have got enough F-150 EcoBoost logs for now. I appreciate it, though. I am going to do some work on that here soon. I'll let you know. Straight Dumb. On mine, I've got the... I did a video on it. It's the Solar Performance LT4 throttle body. It's the big bore one, not the the stock replacement LT4. So it's pretty... Seems like it was pretty aggressive, but I don't know if the fuel pump died before or after the throttle body swap. So, man, I'm not even been paying attention. You're right, Rob. We are up to, well, we're over 60 tonight, which is awesome. Good looking out. Atomic's got some good information he's posting up right now about building a bench harness. He's got an OBD port. One half of the harness, like five wires, are used in power. eBay has them for like $30. That's cool. Maybe I should do that. Do a video on building a bench harness. Could be fun. Tony, I'm not sure if it's a stock throttle body. Yeah, I guess it is a stock throttle body that Zero is looking for. His is reading what looks to be high, but it's hard to tell. And so he's wanting to make sure that it is high, or if it's not high, he's got another issue that we need to chase down. Rob, I think we hit 72, maybe 71 or 72 last week. So it was quite the show. So it is that high. Good to know. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for sharing that information. Yeah, Sean says, the Solar Performance throttle bodies are no joke. Love the LT1 version I got from my SS1 LE. Instant tip-in and low-speed drivability improvements before any tuning. Yeah, I noticed right away the tip-in stuff was pretty crazy. No, I'm using an Aeromotive, Straight Dumb. I'm using the Aeromotive Stealth 340. And it's rated for PWM operation. Welcome back, AK Arctic. Where you been, brother? The question, though, Straight Dumb, is on that, there's three options. There is... leading, trailing, and standard PWM. The Bosch and the, I can't remember the other ones. John, thank you, buddy. Oh, good. I was worried because I'm on a different computer whether or not there would be a burnout, but there it is. But, as I said, I'm going to find out. I don't think it should matter that much on whether or not it's leading, trailing, or what they call, I guess, crossover pulse width modulation. But the stealths do work. David C's tuning VVT. I have a PID that's called volumetric efficiency. Reads in pounds per minute. Running logs and adjusting VVT to try and achieve the highest pounds per minute sounds like a decent way to tune VVT. I'm not sure about that, David. Let me get back to you on that one. That's something I need to think about. Nick D, thank you, sir. Have a sweet smoky burnout. Ryan Kelly says, how do you get your timing to look so smooth? Mine looks like the mountains. Ryan, what is your platform that you're on? Ross, not a new computer. This is my, I'm actually on my tuning laptop, which is my most powerful computer. And so, but I've done a couple different things that I've got set up going around here. And in fact, I am shooting the video on this on the camera that I normally use to shoot the videos down in the garage. And so it's my big expensive Sony rig. I'm using it to do the streaming. And then I set up some better lighting and stuff in here, so it's, you know, and I got a blemish on my nose that's showing up real good right now. Got really quiet in here. Yeah, no worries, Nick. You know, I've got over 100 videos out there, and so 9 out of 10 times if somebody sends me a question and there's already a video out there, I'm just going to respond back with the video that's out there already. Dude, Ryan, you should not be having timing mountains on a Gen 3 motor, brother. Especially on a 411. Because the way the timing's handled on that is differently. Thanks, Global Media. Go ahead, HFX Turbo. Let's see your question. I'm on a Gen 5, Ryan, and I can get my timing that smooth, and that's like pulling teeth. Yeah, Dan Golf, I try to make sure and set this thing up to where it goes a little bit quicker because I can actually change the rate in which the chat works. And we've got enough people to kind of keep this stuff moving around. And hey, Racer Glenn, welcome to the channel. HFX Turbo says, with my trims are rich on boost, should I pull fuel or add timing first? HFX, I would personally get my fueling dialed in first and then add timing. Because if you add timing and then pull fuel, you're going to have an issue. So. Yeah, that's an interesting thing, Ryan. Check on your timing stuff because the Gen 3s are so simple. Check for the supplementary tables. Log as many timing parameters as you can to see if you can tell if something is actually pulling timing out as you're going through different stages. And then, you know, log your base timing and see if your base timing stays high. VJ says, Kyle, ever heard of guys pre-spraying meth, like before the supercharger, help keep the heat in the charger down? Reading about it on a few forums. Yeah, VJ, it's a great option. But depending on how much boost I run on my supercharger, I may bring the meth on at literally like half a PSI because it brings the IATs way down to the point. Oh, awesome. We did hit 70. Thanks for the shout out there. Meth is just one of the greatest things. I used to be kind of like, I don't know if I want to be one of those guys that, aka Band-Aids it with methanol injection, but man, I'm telling you, it just gives you so much flexibility. Rob Merrill, is there any recommended settings for a bone stock 6.0 to pick up better mileage? Probably not, Rob, because honestly, on cruising speeds with closed loop stuff, you're going to be about as good as you're going to get it from the fueling side of it. Kyle Cryer says, how do you get smooth timing at idle on fourth gen? Kyle, that's a loaded question that's way more in depth than we're going to be able to get into on tonight, but it is about getting your airflow dialed in properly. So if you are having issues with your idle on a fourth gen, make sure your airflow settings is dialed in properly. Hey, HFS Turbo, you're spraying meth pre-turbo. Are you spraying it in the intake or are you spraying it in the volute? Do you have one of those sweet turbo setups where it sprays it right into the right to the housing? Awesome, Mike. Glad to hear it, brother. Thank you for your support. Yeah, PCT, I'm from Oklahoma, so there's plenty of people down there that says meth is just one of the greatest things. Okay, Justin, I'll try and get to it tonight, but if I don't, I'll get to it tomorrow for sure. Okay, brother? Straight Dump, thank you for the burnout. Did you smooth your DD tables? OEM jagged as heck. Yes, sir. Yes. Smooth your DD tables. Smooth your VVE tables if you're going out beyond. And then smooth your virtual torque tables if you have them. Because your virtual torque tables, if you look at them where you are on your air mass for your virtual torque tables, you actually generally exceed the limit that you see whenever you first... Here, I'll tell you what. Let's look at... You guys ready to jump over to the tune screen? Let me see if I can do this. Let me see if I can figure this out. I got 2013 Camaro up here. I believe this is stock. Bear with me. Okay, over to the tune screen. And let's bring this window up. I need to add a window for this one, apparently. There we go. Boom. So this is virtual torque. And it's very important. See you, Atomic. It's very important if you look at virtual torque. It's not as much of an issue on the map tables, but if you look at the air mass tables, this thing only goes down to 100, and that is not very much. In fact, I want to say on most modified vehicles, your air mass is going to be higher than that, so we need to make sure and bump this out. Look, and these things are kind of ugly from the factory. But if we bump these things out to about, say, 160, it's a little slow, bear with me. This one's actually not that bad. Sometimes, yeah, this one's not bad at all, out to 160, 170. But if you are doing one of the platforms that has virtual torque on it, make sure and run this air mass out, because a lot of times this will get very jagged the further out that you get. So, very interesting. That's one of the cleanest looking ones I've seen. ZL1 for the win. I've not seen Terflora in here. Normally he pops in and says something, but he may be working tonight. May be busy getting that car making more horsepower. Josh says, P59 on a 5.3 with an S472, having trouble running more than 10 degrees of spark advance at wide open throttle. I have made both the high and low the same and still no change. How can I tell if any other table is subtracting? Well, Josh, if you can, look to see if you have any PIDs that will say specific things. ECT spark, IAT spark, stuff like that. If you don't have those, you're just going to have to log everything that could affect one of those auxiliary tables that pull timing, such as the IAT table, and just look at your IATs and compare it to your log between the edit file and see if you are pulling it from something like that. To do a log in the snow. How about you do a video doing a log in the snow and you send it to me, John, and I'll post it. Morgan says, any reason why I can't see two-bar map on Enhanced OS 2011 Sierra 4x4? I honestly do not know, Morgan. That's a good question. Did you do a right and tire after you did the OS patch? Because if you don't do that, it won't show up right. We're getting some wonky stream stuff tonight. Yeah, Dan Goff, I can go into, I've gone into it a little bit. There's an older video out there, but there's probably a good topic. Dan Goff says, can you talk about the two buttons on the VCM scanner, the diagnostics and info, and the vehicle controls and special functions? I did kind of a short, brief video on it, but that might be a good one to do a new video on, where we go in and look at all the different features that are on there. Some of those are very helpful. Some of them, somebody wanted to see it at some point in time, but... There you go, Remy. Danderson GM says, I tuned mine and it did get better mileage and power. You can definitely get better power. That's not the question, but whether or not you're going to be able to pick up mileage, I don't know. Yeah, Ryan, I know. It keeps on, the stream status keeps on kicking in and out for some reason. I might be pushing it a little bit hard tonight, guys. So I'm watching it over here and it keeps on coming back in. High good. So I'll keep that in mind and maybe check to see what's going on. Ryan Kelly says, what is the order to tune this truck? Do I just follow the order of your series, or does it matter? Ryan, I like to prefer to do MAF, speed density, than spark. So, just because MAF's the easiest and quickest one to get you on the road and going. Hey, PCT, I'll talk to you this weekend, brother. Thanks for stopping by. When you straight dump says, when I let off, it really feels like the truck really slows. In the DD table, should I make the negative cells more positive? Be careful about messing with those negative cells, straight dump, because you can make your accelerator pedal very unpredictable. There you go, Nick D, getting those plugs swapped out. Justin, long-term fuel trims only work in closed loop. So if you're in open loop, they are disabled. John, I see that a lot. John says, I learned today that I think the cam I bought might be a little too aggressive for my old work truck. That seems to happen a lot. Where did you get your cam from, John? That's the first question. Like, who spec'd your cam? Did you get the spec or did you call somebody up and they did a spec for you? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why the stream's acting up tonight, guys. Normally we don't have an issue, and it's not looking like everything on the computer's looking good. Looks like the data's going out well. But we've dropped 120 frames. That's no good. Have a good one, Burley. I appreciate you stopping by again, brother. Always appreciate seeing your face in here. Really, John? Texas Speed did it for you, and it's a little too aggressive. Yeah, they may have a tendency to... okay. There you go. That makes more sense then. See you, Nick. Have a good one, brother. Don't get caught. VJ says, on the MPV1, what would you use the buttons on the HP interface for, if at all? On the MPVI1, it is for data logging without having your laptop hooked up. There's a way that you can go in through the scanner and set up a vehicle definition that you download into the interface, and then you can use that button to stop and start data logging. Ah, I got you. Okay, John. That makes more sense. Brian, I don't think that that's you. I think that might be me, man. So, I keep on getting some issues with my stream popping up. And so, you're probably getting some buffering on my side. I'll try and figure out what's going on. You know, part of it is I'm on Wi-Fi because the dock that I have right now gets really angry. And so I've got a new dock coming in next week that'll allow me to put this back on the Ethernet network. Wall says, so when tuning math with Gen 3, how can you lean the idle? You have a separate airflow table for idle, Wallace. So check that out. Adjust your airflow there. See if it affects your fueling. See you, straight dumb. Appreciate you stopping by, brother. Pit Crew, so glad you mentioned the data log with MVI2. My laptop needs an upgrade, but I can use that to get little logs. Yeah. I've been kind of flirting around with the idea of getting a newer Surface Pro. I really like those for getting data logs and making quick tune changes. Yeah, zero factors right, Josh. You're at 12 PSI, man. You're not going to get a whole lot of time at that much cylinder pressure, so... John says his truck is doggy off the line. Then I hit 3500 and all four tires break traction. So I'm guessing that cam really wakes up at 3500 RPMs. uh, Brad, no, I don't believe that you can stream more than one on the serial inputs. Brad asked, on the serial input using an MPVI-1, can you stream more than one input with something like the Innovate 4-in-1 gauge? Brad, as far as I know, okay, real quick, technically you should be able to, but the infrastructure in the software and stuff and the gauges are not set up to allow something like that. And so they would have to have a specific parameter that HP Tuners has created that would then decipher the 4 points that is being communicated from the gauge. I don't think that they did any of that. Brandon, I have not hydro boosted the brakes on the Super Auto yet. Explain to me what hydro boosting is, because you're talking about something I don't know about. Danderson, I have no thoughts on the N-gauge. Other than I would like to play with one and see if it's worth getting. So if you get one, let me know. Nick D, I don't recognize cams recommend cams. If you want a cam recommendation, call up Brian Tooley Racing. They will give you a cam recommendation. And that's who I get all my cams from. 944 at 142, heads cam, high ram intake. And I'm guessing on slicks, if he was running 944 at 142, but it's pretty good. You see no cam. What's going on, Paul? Welcome back. Where you been? It's been a while, Paul. Straight Dumb says he's got the N-gauge, thinks it's pretty neat. Good to know. I mean, do you use it? I mean, does it really No, you know what? I was talking about that with somebody else the other day. What has people been doing about that? Well, no, the Super Auto has a vacuum pump, Brandon. Sorry to hear that, Paul. I know what it's like, though. Interesting. So the analog ins, Straight Dumb, are they analog ins directly into the N-gauge, or are they analog ins that you bring in? I mean, you don't have to have your MPVI in the picture, right? Man, you guys are going down this hydro boost rabbit hole. I'm going to have to do my research on all this stuff. Love seeing all the chat going on there. There's some great chat going in the chat room here. Okay, that makes sense then. Straight Dumb says that the MPVI and the N-gauge can't be on the bus at the same time. And as I believe Nick said, I don't believe that you can write on the GM platforms with the N-gauge, can you? At least not the car platforms. Man, Brandon, I don't care about stopping on a dime. My truck already stops harder than it needs to. I need it to go faster. Nick does not like the AEM and HPI plug hanging out so far. Nick, I've got a 90-degree one that goes into the OBD2 port, and then I relocate all that into the center console, and it doesn't stick out but maybe a quarter of an inch. Hey, Dirt Floor, there he is. Somebody was asking about you earlier. We figured that you were going to show up eventually. Good to see you on here. It's been a little rough tonight, but exactly. No brakes, just shoes. Ryan says, how can I verify that the table I built for the injectors is correct? Ryan, are you using a fuel pressure regulator, aftermarket fuel pressure regulator, or anything? Okay, Straight Dump says that the N-gauge can't write on 2017 or newer Gen 5s. Good to know. No problem, brother. We're just glad to see that you showed up. But family first, man. Family first. Nicholas, on the 90 degree extension cable, I just picked it up on Amazon. If you search for OBD2 extension cable or something, it'll pop up and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a flat ribbon, 90 degrees out of the OBD2 flat, and I think I've got a 3-footer that goes over to the center console. Lewis says, good and bad are the different throttle bodies that you have used. All of them are better than stock. And right now I'm still working on the solar performance one. I've always liked the K-Tech units. I've not done any Nick Williams stuff because I've never really had something so crazy that I've needed to go to Nick Williams. But that being said, if we get into a 4th-gen car next year, we will probably have Nick Williams on there. Unless solar, you know, keeps on cranking out their awesome throttle bodies. Pretty big fan of the one that they sent me so far. Not afraid to admit it. Really like that solar throttle body. And it's S-O-L-E-R if you want to check it out. Did a video on it. Did two videos, technically, but I did a video on it about 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to have a video out here soon on tuning because it definitely, the one that I've got needs tuned. Hey, TJ. Yeah, you missed. We broke 70. We hit 71. We could have been 72 if you hadn't been talking to your girlfriend. So it's your fault. Nah, Nick, it's not the end of the world. John, I mean, I'm just not a big fan of decapping injectors. There you go. Yeah, Dirt Floor Wallace was looking for you earlier. I need to go out and watch your newest video. If you guys have not seen Dirt Floor Fab's channel, go check it out. It's got some pretty awesome stuff going on over there. Yeah, Brad, I'm going to try and do some more Ford stuff. Coyote and EcoBoost. I mean, it's just, I got so much going on. Ugh. Glad you made it safe, man. What did I miss out on, Dirt Floor? Nicholas, I haven't ran nitrous in forever. I'm not a fan of it. I mean, it is what it is. It's cheap horsepower, and if it's done right, it's you know, it's great. But Danderson asks, what do you have in the center console for the OBD2 port? Danderson, as I said, I run a cable over from my OBD2 port over to the center console, and then underneath the center console, I have my MPVI2 underneath there. And then a USB hub for that and my wideband gauge, which I bring in on serial. Hey, Digital Skyline. Thank you, sir. Thanks for stopping by. You should be able, Ryan, you should be able, he says that he's using the Corvette regular filter combo and the injectors are from a Trailblazer SS. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you should be able to use the Trailblazer SS, scaling. See you at 325 Sonoma. Yeah, that's your big thing. Get that dialed in, and then you'll know pretty quick. Just keep an eye on it because it will skew your AFRs if it's not dialed in right. Dirt Floor ran the car with really bad brakes on the first track day. Ah, got you. You just now get posted up. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go check it out. What'd you run? Had a really nice turnout tonight. Thank you, people. Enjoy seeing all these familiar faces. John, if I shoehorn the original turbo that was on my old 3.8 Buick engine onto my 6-liter, would that be a bad idea? Yes. The back pressure would probably cause you to start burning stuff up. Have a good one, Justin. Thanks for stopping by. Straight down, I went from the stock 80mm to the 87 L86 throttle body intake manifold. I did that. Honestly, well, I take that back, straight dumb. I went from the stock 80mm to the L86 intake manifold with the KTEC LT1 ported unit. Yeah, that's the one that I've got, but you need to call them and make sure if you're getting one, they have two different bore sizes. One of them is designed to go on the LT4 without any tuning. And that one's supposed to get you a little more tip in. The one that I've got requires tuning, and it has severe tip in stuff. Like it, you can tell that a lot of air gets through there very early on. Oh wow! Trapped 90, trapped 108th. You were scooting, brother. Having an issue getting traction, huh? Tell you what, it is. Oh, by the way, I did not mention this. I'm going to be off for a week next week, expanding the garage. We are not really expanding the garage. I've got an office off the side of the garage, and so I am going in and knocking the wall out for that office. And going to put all my tools and stuff back in that office. So I might do a time-lapse video of it so you can guys see me knock down a wall and stuff like that. John says, I didn't want to do it, but I ordered the LS Droid stuff today. Report back. Let me know what you thought about it. Traction was good. Just kept pushing through the brakes. Really? Time to get some more brakes. Better brakes, huh? Are you still on the stock brake setup, I'm guessing, dirt floor, which is probably a little bit scary. Thanks, Wallace. I appreciate it, man. We'll get that sorted out on getting those cells populated. Appreciate you stopping by. Hey, Will, welcome here, man. Thank you. I appreciate you watching the videos. Thanks for stopping by the live chat. You kind of rolling in here right at the end. We got about 10 minutes left or so. Zero Factor X, I don't know what's in the walls other than studs, and so I'm not going to probably Kool-Aid man through the wall. Yeah, Dirtfloor, we were talking about brakes before you showed up tonight. John says, HP Tuners break two PCMs, and they told me tough luck. Buy another one and buy more credits and try again. I don't blame you for trying to find a solution. And so, John, as I said, I want you to follow up with me on how that works out and if it's something that we need to do. Yeah, Wallace, I've got a pretty nice axe, and I've got some 4-pound sledges, I want to say. The wall will come down easy enough. The wife's gone. She's going to be gone on with a girl's trip, so maybe I'll just drive the Jeep through it. Remy, yes, disabling PE is the old way of doing things. He asked, when tuning MAF and VE, does PE not affect anything? Is disabling PE an old way of doing things? Remy, the thought process behind disabling PE is so that you can use long-term fuel trims to dial in everything, but using a wideband, you can leave power enrichment in place, and it will change your commanded EQ or AFR. So that is the safe way of doing things. So that's why we do not really suggest here at the garage that you go out and disable PE to use the narrow bands to tune. Yeah, Nick, report back. Send me an email later. Let me know. Cool, John. I'll be interested to see what you come up with. Yeah, no problem, Nick. As I said, let me know how it works out for you, brother. Hopefully those fuses or plugs fix your knock. PCT's got an interesting thought process. Anyone find they can buy an ECU for a different car and it requires less credits to license? This was half price for me, Sonic versus Spark. I wonder how... That's very interesting, PCT. TJ says, I have an extra ECM in the back seat, set to my VIN just in case of that bricking crap. Ryan, I figure a 16-pound hammer would only need to be swung once to take that wall down. It's not that robust. Oh! Gotcha. So, Dirt Floor says, yeah, he went to a different master cylinder. The 7/8 bore just didn't move enough fluid. Went to a 1 1/8 bore. But the stock brakes were four-wheel drums, which nobody should be running in this day and age unless they want to run into stuff. But he went all-wheel disc, master cylinders just was not adequate enough. That's good to know, PCT. It's an interesting hack. Yeah, sure thing, Remy. Sure thing. Brandon says Hydro Boost. Brandon, do you work for a company that does Hydro Boost brake setups? I'm looking at this thing. The non-vacuum booster Hydro. It's a brand. Yeah, I feel you there. John says, from now on, anytime I need to do a right tire, I'm using the bench harness just in case. I get a little nervous whenever I do the right and tire button. I'm the worst too because the battery in the Super Auto is just shot. I can't do a right config without that thing tripping the battery low warning. So I have flashed so many tunes with the thing on a battery charger. Oh, this is way too much information for me to look at right now. But I'm going to read about this Hydro Boost system. Interesting. Oh, this is talking about like the original Hydro Boost. CPP Hydro Boost Brake Systems. Vacuum Brake Booster Conversion to Hydro Boost. Hydrotech. Ah! Well, Racer Glenn, there's plenty of badass looking cars that have these Hydro Boosters on them, apparently. Ooh! Interesting. Okay, I'll quit looking. I'll quit looking. Chris asks, when should you do a right and tire? Chris, honestly, you have to do it anytime you do any kind of OS patching, stuff like that. But I don't know other than that when you might ever need to do a right and tire. Yeah, exactly. PCT said if you to remove VATS, anything like that, you'll have to do a right and tire. But for... VJ says, do the Gen 5 trucks use electric power steering? You know what, VJ? I think they do. But don't quote me on that. I'll have to double check. That's not something I've ever paid attention to. See you, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, let me know. Hopefully you get that timing sorted out. Yeah, but that would solve this, right, Lewis? If you're losing vacuum on your brakes because of the large cam at idle, if you ran a Hydro Boost, it shouldn't be a problem, right? There you go. Straight Dumb says the Gen 5 trucks do use the electric power steering. What is off the accessory drive on the lower left-hand side of the engine, Straight Dumb? Do you know? Not even the accessory drive. There is... Hold on, I'm pulling up a 5.3 here so I can look at it. Yes, you're right, VJ. Hydro Boost would not work without having a power steering. Electric vac pump would probably be the best way to go. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The vac pump's on the right side. What's on the left, lower left-hand side? Underneath the alternator. Right? Or is that... No, the vac pump's on the lower right, isn't it? This is a terrible picture I'm looking at. I'm doing what I said I wasn't going to do, and I'm getting off on a tangent here where I'm looking at crap that nobody actually cares about. But it is about that time anyways. There you go, John. Okay, gentlemen, and the ladies that are in here, there's probably one or two, I'm sure. We are wrapping it up for the night. It's another great Intune. Got to represent the merch. Check the description link down below if you want a sweet Intune shirt like this one. Woohoo! It's never looked better than on this sexy body. Straight dumb. We're going to report back next Thursday. There is a device on the lower right and a device on the lower left. On two separate belts at that. But... As said, check out the links in the description. There's links to the Patreon. There's links to... You can find links to everything just by going to the website, www.goatropegarage.com. Pretty straightforward. And also, as I said, we have the new tuning101.com address that will land you directly on the YouTube homepage for the channel. So if you're looking for a quick way to get to the homepage for the Goat Rope Garages... Chris, you're right. That's AC. Good call. AC down in the lower left-hand corner. Doop. Yeah, tuning101.com takes you right to the Goat Rope Garage website. Not the website, but the YouTube page. So if you want to share some of these videos with other people, by all means, do that way. John, I'm going to order some hats here soon. I am looking for specific hats. I'm going to put hats. They will be on the website, not in the merch store, because the merch store does not offer hats. And I'm very particular about hats, so I'm looking for the correct hats. But I will have some hats up before the end of the year, I promise. They're going to be pretty simple, cool design hats. I think that you'll like them. I think that they will sell out big. But thank you for subscribing, all the subscribers out there. Thank you for being a patron, all the patrons out there. Thank you for sharing it, all the sharers out there. Thank you for the sweet burnouts that everybody threw up tonight. I appreciate that. And... ABT, always be tuning, and thank you, as always, for stopping by the garage. Impromptu this weekend. Keep your eyes peeled.